This is the WGXC Newsroom. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service has predicted that temperatures will be much the same today as yesterday. There'll be a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and noon, then a chance of showers, thunderstorms afternoon. Some of the storms could produce small hail, patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 51 degrees. I'll have a full weather report for you, plus all of the town meetings. But first, let's look at the news. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand called for the restoration of cuts to the food stamp program in the Farm Bill. As debate began in the U.S. Senate on the bill on Wednesday, the senator also announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued federal agriculture disaster declarations for New York counties that experienced crop damage as a result of the spring freeze, including Greene, Columbia, Albany, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Ulster counties. Farms that experienced frost and freezes that occurred during the period of March the 1st can apply for federal agricultural disaster recovery programs, including financial assistance to compensate for farm losses, low-interest emergency loans, and assistance in rehabilitating farmland. In a related story, Common Dreams is reporting 70 leading chefs, authors, foods, policy experts, nutritionists, CEOs, and environment and health organizations sent an open letter to members of Congress this week urging lawmakers to reinvest federal farm and crop insurance subsidy dollars into programs that feed the hungry, protect the environment, and promote the consumption of local, organic, and healthy foods. The Washington Post is reporting that Ray Bradbury, recipient of the 2000 National Book Foundation Medal for Distinguished Contribution to American Letters, 2004 National Medal of Arts, and a 2007 Pulitzer Prize Special Citation, died on June the 5th at the age of 91 after a long illness. He lived in Los Angeles. Bradbury was one of the most celebrated writers of our times. His groundbreaking works included Fahrenheit 451, The Martian Chronicles, The Illustrated Man, Dandelion Wine, and Something Wicked This Way Comes. He wrote the screenplay for John Huston's classic film adaptation of Moby Dick, nominated for an Academy Award. He adapted 65 of his stories for television's The Ray Bradbury Theater and won an Emmy for his teleplay of The Halloween Tree. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting that today's temperatures will be much the same as yesterday. There'll be a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon. Some of the storms could produce small hail. Patchy fog before 8 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 74 and a low around 51. For the rest of the week, tomorrow, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 77 and a low around 54. Saturday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 75 and a low around 59. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 and a low around 59 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 5:19 a.m. and will set at 8:30 p.m. The length of the day is 15 hours and 11 minutes. And now the town meetings. If you live in Ancrum, Austerlitz, Copeg, Ghent, Kinderhook, or Windham, you have a meeting tonight. Ancrum has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall at 1416 County Route 7 in Ancrum. Their number is 329-6512. Austerlitz has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall at 812 Route 203 in Spencertown. That number is 392-3260. The Copeg planning board meets at 7 p.m. at the town hall at 230 Mount View Road in Copeg. Their number is 329-1234. Ghent has a planning board meeting at 7 p.m. at the town hall at 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. The number is 392-4644. Kinderhook has a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall at number 4 Church Street in Niverville. That number is 784-2233. And finally, Windham, the Town Board meets tonight at 8 p.m. at Town Hall at 371 State Route 296 in Hensonville. The number is 734-4170. And that wraps up the news and the weather and the town meeting notices. You can get detailed information by going to our website, wgxc.org. This is Philip Grant from the WGXC Newsroom. Have a pleasant day.